Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Welcome back to the W. James Dennis Podcast. And, I got to get my little intro out the way. So, if you haven't done it already, go to my website, www.wjamesd.com. And you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's a newsletter. It'll keep you up to date with what's going on with me and any events, lectures, book signings, and anything like that that I'll have going on. Just go to my website, hit that free stuff tab, and it's right there on the top of the page. You can go ahead and sign up there. This past Saturday was fantastic, man. That was my book signing at the Maydew Bookstore in Greenbrier Mall. Had a blast, man. It went off well. And Robert, I see you, brother. I see you, player. We're gonna get up. All right. Now, if you missed me there, fear not. I do have a couple more events coming up later on in the year, but that's neither here nor there. I'll announce those when the time comes. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this Ask a Hustler podcast. Before we do that, let me make this statement, man. I like to rant a little bit, so I'm going to rant a little bit. So just stay with me. Alright, now many of you know that I've made it a goal of mine to clear up a lot of misconceptions about this thing that we call the game. Now, there's a lot of what I call an oversaturation of weakness out there. Now, what I mean by that is that people are using things that we say or things that we claim, and they really have no idea what they're talking about. So you need to understand, the game has layers. Right, you have the game itself, and from the game comes other games. So you have street hustling, you have the street games, and let me make this clear right now, there are other forms of hustling. Now, for this particular podcast, we're going to get into some street game, some street hustler games, so go ahead and get excited about that. All right, now you also have other street games such as macking and pimping, and all these games, they operate on their own respective levels. So when I say layers of the game, what am I saying? Let me break that down for you. I'll give you this example. Now let's say you're good at math. You're a mathematician, man. You are a math genius. Now from this superior knowledge of math that you have, you can go into any number of careers. All right, you can be an architect, you can be a aerospace engineer, you can be an accountant, you can be a biological scientist, a computer analyst, hell, you can even be a mortician. Now you can go into any of these fields and they will all be available to you just because of your superior knowledge of mathematics. And this is kind of how the things work in the game. Okay, you have knowledge, wisdom, and overstanding or understanding in the game, and you can place yourself in any game that's out there. Now, it's a little bit deeper than that, but you know me, I like to keep things simple, so let's just keep that there. So, now, the problem is this oversaturation of weakness that we have in the game now, in all layers of the game, in my opinion. You have people claiming all kinds of things, and they don't know what they're really talking about. We have people calling themselves players, not player, P-L-A-Y-A, not player with an E-R. All right, let me back up for a second. Now, see, player with an A at the end is a hip-hop term. And that really has nothing to do with what we'll be talking about when we chop up this hustler game a little bit later. So, basically, you have a player, which is... they drop the ER off and they add an A. And it's just like the word gangster with an ER. In hip-hop, they dropped off the ER and they put an A. Because if you, let's use the example of a mafioso, a mafia member. They consider themselves gangsters, not gangstas, gangsters. So their definition of gangster is entirely different than what a brother or sister from the hood would use as a definition of gangsta. They're two totally different things. So you drop the ER off and add an A to have that differentiation. Okay? Because you can't say I'm a gangster and then you go talk to a person who's, like I said, I'll just use the example of the mafia. Go talk to a member of the mafia and be like, yo, I'm a gangster. They're going to look at you like you're crazy, because what you represent and what they represent as far as gangster is two totally different things. All right, anyway, moving on. All right, so these so-called players with an A, they lie to the men and the women they deal with because they don't have any game. They don't have any game, man. That is weak. It's weak. You're not a player. You're just a very skilled liar. You're a liar, man. And then we have other people who call themselves Max, males and females. They call themselves male. Males call themselves Max. Females call themselves Max. And neither one of them have not one woman or man kicking into their program. They don't even know what a program is, but they're Max. Yeah, gotcha. All right, then we have other groups of people that are claiming that they're thugs and they're holding down the block when they ain't been across the street. Then we have other groups of people claiming they're pimps and they never stepped through the door with a prostitute that was paying them ever in their life. Now, they might have been paying the prostitute, but the prostitute definitely wasn't paying them. Okay? And they're lying, man. They're just skilled liars. Now, these are all major violations of any layer of the game. Lying is not the game. Lying is not the game, man. The game was founded and designed on brutal honesty and uncompromised realness. So just stop it, man. Just stop. Because what's gonna happen is you're gonna run across a true player, that's ER at the end, a true player like myself, who is going to check you. I am going to check you. If you claim these things, you run across me or run across any real true player, you're going to get checked. And if you don't know what you're talking about, me personally, I'm going to have you feeling a certain way about yourself, period. Okay? All right, enough with all that, man. Enough with the rant. Let's go ahead and chop up some street hustler game. So the question for this podcast, it actually isn't too deep. It's not really going to take that long to cover, but I think it needs to be answered because, again, I need to clear up these misconceptions. So on a past podcast, I made a statement that there was a principle behind the street hustler saying of money over bitches. And this person would like to know what that principle is. Now, this might surprise many of you, but the saying actually represents a principle of manhood in the game of street hustling. A principle of manhood. And it can also represent a principle of womanhood, because let's just be real. A lot of grown males, not men, a lot of males who have grown up, a lot of grown males can be bitches too. So let's just keep that real. Alright, now, to my knowledge, the saying came into popularity in, I guess, the late 70s, early 80s, and then hip-hop picked it up, and they gave it to the masses. Now, that's cool, because back then, hip-hop was the streets. Hip-hop was the streets. I don't know what it is now, but back then, hip-hop was the streets, and that's cool, because it was just kind of a natural evolution. So, when you're in the game of street hustling, we have what is called a clock, or a shift. Just like if you have a regular job, a regular 9-to-5 job, you go to that job, you punch a time clock. Well, street hustlers, we do the same thing, we just do it for ourselves. And we keep in our mind that we need to be out there on our grind. Bottom line, no grind, no dough. You don't show up, you don't get paid. You're not out there grinding, you don't get paid. You don't show up to your job, you don't get paid. Now, a street hustler knows there's certain times of the day or week or even month when your street hustle is kind of at its peak, meaning you need to be out there getting at that money because there's a lot floating around. So you're kind of like a net. You have to act like a net. So you need to catch as much money as you can. So these shifts that we run are part of our overall grind. Now, grinding is more than just the physical work it takes to get at the money. It also includes and encompasses a street hustler's or even a legitimate hustler's entire work ethic. You see, a hustler knows that whether it's slow money or fast money, some motion is better than no motion. Does that make sense? A hustler, whether a street hustler or a legitimate hustler, they don't take unnecessary time off or cut corners. You know, when I was out there, and I'm not out there anymore, but when I was out there, I used to run 12-hour shifts some days just to get the job done. Now, this grind is kind of an internal realization that what's here today, it might not be there tomorrow. You follow that? So when we talk about money over bitches, we are talking about nothing interfering with us grinding. Meaning, we stay on our clock or we stay on our shift. It's about priorities. Now, see, to a hustler, they come first. Everything and everybody else comes second. Now, stop there, because a lot of you are going to say, well, that sounds selfish. But it's not. From the perspective of a hustler, if you're straight, everybody in your circle is going to be straight. In other words, you're able to provide food, clothing, shelter. You have to maintain the basics. If you can't maintain the basics, then you're hustling backwards. And just to keep it real, you're better off with the regular job. If you're out there hustling, whether you're street hustling or legitimately hustling, and you cannot maintain food, clothing, and shelter, get a job, man. Seriously, just get a regular job. Now, let's back up here. So let's talk about sex for a moment. So whether it's a man or a woman, we all have the same level of sexual desire. So stop letting people, my men out there, stop letting people convince you that a woman's sex drive is less than a man's. Alright? So anyway, sex can be a big distraction. As a grown male or a man, when you're out there on those streets, you have to realize that if a woman likes you, or if she just wants something from you, she will try to present what she feels are her best qualities up front. She's trying to catch your attention. Listen, this is game right here, man. If a woman likes you, or she just wants something from you, she's going to present her best qualities up front. And yes, men do this too. Right? Because they want to catch your attention. So, the woman, she's either going to show you her mind first, or she's going to offer you her body first. Whatever she feels she can get your attention with and catch you. All right? Now, a real, true, wise hustler knows that a woman who offers you her body first is 9 times out of 10 unqualified. Are you with me? Now, as a man, not a grown male, as a man and a hustler, you have to be a man first. As a man and a hustler, if you're really out there getting money, women are watching you. Hell, if you're a street hustler, the streets are watching. All right? So women are watching you. Trust me on this, all right? The thing is, are these women of any real value? Because when you break it down, if it's a new woman you've just met, everything you do with her or for her is something that you eventually want to lead to sex. Am I right, fellas? Let's be honest. All right. So what happens is there's this conflict of time and focus. Going on dates takes time. Taking women out takes time, especially if you're dealing with multiple women. All right. This takes up time and energy, and it takes up money. And if you don't keep this in check, you run the risk of not staying on your clock, not staying on your shift. And this is a violation of your own game. You're playing yourself, and you will eventually start hustling backwards. You will not be able to maintain food, clothing, shelter. let alone advance in your game, because advancement and growth is a very important principle of the game. If you're not growing or advancing in the game, man, you're hustling backwards. Or your hustling is at a stall, which means you need to get your game tight. But I talked about that on another podcast. All right, fast forward. So, a real hustler is very selective with the women he chooses to spend his time, energy, his resources, and money on. Because the grind is the most important thing, or it should be. You get it? Money over bitches. Your grind, your hustle over the possible distraction of women. What's happening? Again, this is a principle of manhood. Because as a man, what you're doing is you're ruling over your own sexual desires and placing your business, your grind, your hustle before it. Most grown males can't do this. Some men can't even do this. They base their entire life, their whole life, around chasing women. And I have seen grown males and men continue this behavior when they're 40, when they're 50 or 60 years old. Now, I'm not saying a hustler doesn't want women or doesn't try to get at them, but they don't spend their entire day chasing women. They're out there trying to catch money in that net. Now, on a scale, let's just put it on a scale. Let's say a scale from 1 to 10. Sex is like 6 or 7 on the priority list, man. Now, some days it might be like 2 or 3. But that's only after we're off our clock. That's only after we're done with the shift. All right? Now, fellas, man, here's some game for you. Whether you're a hustler, a legitimate hustler, a street hustler, or just an average everyday person. Listen to me, man. All that time and mental energy you spend thinking about women, trying to have a woman, trying to meet women, dating women, conversing with women, flirting with women, trying to sleep with women, arguing with women, debating with women, hanging out with women, calling women, texting women, watching women, on the computer, in the chat room with women, all this time and energy, right? It has its place. I mean, I love women. I've had plenty. But the grind comes first. You need to have your priorities straight. Now, when you can learn to manage that energy, that strong sexual desire, when you can learn to manage that and let it be used at the proper time and the proper place, you end up with a kind of an overflow of time and mental energy that you can actually dedicate to your grind. Because that time and mental energy you're spending on women, you can translate that over to your game, to your hustle. Now, ask yourself this. Why do successful grown males, by society standards anyway, all right? We're talking about wealthy athletes, actors, businessmen, etc., etc. Why do they usually get married? Now, they have resources that can attract almost any woman they want. They have options. They have a lot of options. But they eventually decide to settle for one. Now, yeah, they might end up cheating, and it usually happens. But they still make the choice to try to settle for one. Because they know what many of you don't know. Successful people. Let me back up and clarify that. Some successful people understand the importance of valuing their time. Scattered energy, not focused energy. Scattered energy weakens your hustle and it will eventually wear you down. A person who values their time, they don't have time to run around night after night, weekend after weekend, trying to get women, right? Or if you're a woman out there trying to get a man, right? Now, it might be cool for a few years, but eventually, you know, the uncommon sense will kick in. You know, these quote-unquote successful individuals, they start to realize how much time, energy, resources, and money they're wasting. And all of that for a little entertainment, some unnecessary headaches and drama from unqualified women who have little to offer but their sex. Bitches. Why waste all of that? Your time, energy, resources, and money when you can instead be making serious gains and progress in your life. Where's your sense of priorities at, player? Peep the game in that. Money over bitches. If you don't get it by now, then this game ain't for you. I'm sorry, man. I can't break it down anymore. So, when you say this phrase from now on, you will know exactly what it means and why you're saying it. Alright, this is like a public service I'm doing right here, man. So, y'all are welcome. So, please, please pass this on, because I'm tired of people trying to sound slick but saying things out of context. Okay? So, we'll go ahead and end that podcast here. I hope y'all got something from that. Again, that's some street hustler game. Things that I was very blessed to come across when I was still young. So, again, sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. And if you have any questions, you know, hustlers are very... have a very unique perspective on life, you know. So if you have any questions, just general questions, questions about any layer of the game, you have questions about business, you have questions about hustling, you have questions about just the game itself, you know, just go ahead and get at me. You can email me at wjamesdennis, wjamesdennis at gmail.com. All right. Be back with you all soon. I appreciate you for listening.